Hello, hello. My name is Z Lauren. Some of you may know, some of you may not know. So I don't want to get on her and say, you know, it's your girl. But I'm starting this podcast, and the podcast is going to be called Music and Life, and I think it's going to be really dope. Just to give a little background of myself, I started off in the game as an artist, singing. So I've done writing. I've been on platinum albums. And, you know, I took a little while to step back and get on the business side. And now I'm back. I'm ready to talk and speak.
And it is me, your boy.
It's your boy.
No, it's me. Y'all know me. So I'm here just co-piloting for a while until we get Z flying the friendly sky.
Flying.
And then, you know, then I'm working baggage claim for a while. That's when I'm going to start working baggage claim. So tell everybody some of your background that people, you know, they know if they could. You've been on the show millions of times.
I've been on the show so many times. I think my background, I started off singing. I don't even want to name the people. I'm trying to branch out. So let me just say
say the people that you cool with.
I'll do that. So a lot of the St. Louis artists that I've worked with, I've obviously worked with City Spud, Murphy Lee, shoot, everybody for the most part. I really worked with everybody unless they super young.
I mean, now I had a chance the other day. I looked at, like, somebody made a YouTube. I went down a YouTube rabbit hole. It's like the top 10 St. Louis rappers. I guess I looked at someone like maybe they could be my kid. Like almost because they
were that nobody that was like
zero people. All of them sound the same too.
Wow,
they all were like. And then they named, like, it was, I went to the other video, the top 10 hoods in St. Louis, and they had changed the names of some of the hoods. I didn't know they changed the names of some of the hoods.
It's so different now. Like, it's so different that, like, finding that lane now, because everybody sounds the same, it's just no originality anymore.
Oh, there's and it, zero
it's,
originality.
It's some, but they're not put on the forefront, I guess I can say. But it is some. We got some dope artists here.
I mean, we got a lot of dope R&B people here. They just don't, first of all, they don't stay here.
They don't
leave.
Stay here. Or the ones that are hot, they want to be hip hop, and it's like, you know, you can be a mixture, but if you're a singer, you need to sing.
So, how many singers have you seen lately come out of here lately? Where you're like, man, she can sing or he can sing.
Let me see. Who do I like right now? I like Black from Atlanta.
Oh, really?
He's dope.
See, I keep hearing about him.
That dude is dope. He is. Okay. He's really, really dope. And I actually been following him for a while, like his music and his grind. And he's dope, and he always maintained him. He's never switched it up. And he dope.
So, I keep hearing about him, man.
He my favorite right now.
Okay. I'm about to check him out. Right, I keep hearing about dude.
Yeah, he's dope.
I keep hearing about dude. I need to peep him out there.
Yes, you do. He's dope.
You have you heard of Sir?
Sir.
He's on TDE.
No, I haven't heard of
him. Oh, he's cold.
Sir's dope?
Oh, man, he sounds like a young D'Angelo.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's got his EP November or January. It's called one of them, man. Sir. Oh,
okay, I'm going to have to check Sir out.
Cold-blooded.
I'm
going
to download
Sir,
it now.
Another group I've been messing with is Moonchild.
Moonchild? I heard of
them. They're all white band.
I heard of Moonchild.
They all white band. No, you wouldn't know they was all white,
though. Really?
It's basically like... Remember Sweetback, how they used, that was that spinoff group for Sade?
Yeah.
They sound like that, but with, like, what's the one white girl? Estero.
Okay.
But it's like she back. Like, it sounds like a white, an Estero with these jazz white dudes behind them. Mm. And when you see them, you would look at them, you'd be like, ain't no way they doing this. Like,
really?
They look like some regular folk, like cats, Moonchild. Like preppy cats. Moonchild, okay. Man. They on Rap City's album. They're on that new Black Thoughts album. Okay. But then their EPs are good too, man. Like, they remind you a little bit of they sound somewhat like what's the group with the three girls, the two twins and
702?
No, with the
one of those twins died, so
yeah, no, I'm talking about the two twins. I can't remember the name of the group now. They got the one girl produces all their stuff, and it's two identical twins, and then it's another girl. They from LA. Oh man, I know people like y'all. Oh, I know you can't even remember. They're on Lara Glasper's first the one where we redid everything. King.
Oh, okay.
King.
Okay.
They sound like King a little bit. Moonchild sounds a little bit like King.
Mm.
Yeah, but they white.
Okay.
Yeah, they white though. That's the crazy part. They white though.
Okay.
Yeah, Moon, I'll put you a picture of Moonchild. Hold on. Here they go right here. This is how they look.
Oh, yeah, they white.
Yeah, that's what I said.
They ain't not like, even like faking trying to.
But their music is dope, man.
I'm gonna have to listen. That's dope.
Music is dope, man. I've been listening to all the old R&B though.
I have too. I've been listening to all old R&B and like Lil Wayne. Like I'm looking through my playlist now. Like I've really been listening to Lil Wayne. I have, and I was never like a true Lil Wayne fan. It was some songs that I liked. I always thought he was dope. Like not denying that, but just as far as listening to all the music, it was just certain songs that I liked. But the Carter Five, I like it a lot. I really like it.
Okay. I keep hearing mixed reviews of
it. I know, but I really like it. I guess from a creative perspective, because it's like he really talking about some stuff, and I guess I relate it to some
It doesn't sound dated, like how, because they said this was gonna come out like, what, 2 years ago? It doesn't sound dated. I think probably redid some tracks.
I think he probably did, but at the same time, what I personally feel like with Lil Wayne in general, none of his stuff sounded like, oh, this is just for this time frame, this fad, because you can go back and listen to some stuff, and it's like, oh, this still hot right now.
Yeah, yeah. You think Lollipop is still popping?
Yes.
Yes. No. I was thinking about that. I was like, no other artist could do Lollipop though.
No other artist could do Lollipop.
Like Lollipop. I was thinking about what if it was like other random artists that was hot at the time doing Lollipop.
Yeah. And what was that one song that he did where he was like singing? What was it called? He was really singing in it.
It was on I Am Alien album, the one where he's like.
How to Love.
How to Love. Oh, that's right.
You can play that now.
That's crazy. Yeah. I'm just not the biggest Wayne fan in general. I'm just not.
I guess I see good, and I'm not saying he's a bad person at all, but I'm the type of person where I can see the good part or the, I guess, the white spirit in a lot of different people, and it could be the worst people in the world, and I can see that. I can still see it. It's like a gift and a curse for me, and some of the stuff that I just see or I feel behind the music, kind of, that's what made me relate to this one, Carter Five.
Carter Five. Maybe I need to check it out, man.
Yeah.
I've never owned a Lil Wayne album in my life.
Though. Are you serious?
I mean, I got the little singles.
Just the little singles.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
I've never owned a whole Lil Wayne album.
Wayne, I've been listening to Black, like I said. And
I've been listening to Internet album. The Internet?
Yeah.
Yeah, their new album is good.
I love The Internet.
Yeah, man.
They came
good,
here like
man.
Years ago.
Yeah, it was like 2 or 3 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
But the, what was the little spot that used to be down there on Locust? It might be still there. A Foo Bar.
There was a Foo Bar. I was just at the Foo Bar like a month ago.
That's right. We'll talk about that later. Why you was there. What show was you there for?
What was I there for?
Oh, I was going to say, I thought you was just hanging out there in general.
No. Not in general.
I was like, you was like, why you was covered up like I was like offending you. Like,
I'm like, wait a minute, what I do? What you heard I did? Because I haven't done anything. No, I'm joking.
The Foo Bar, though. So what was you? What show? Who show?
Montana of 300.
Is that the dude? Is that what was Talib Kweli and
No, he's like a Chicago rapper.
I keep hearing. I've seen his. Is he like a super trappy dude?
I wouldn't say he's super trappy, but he's kind. Yeah, that hood. That
okay.
Super hood.
That's what it was. I seen him then.
Yeah.
My boy though is a homeboy. From here, what's his name, man? That's dope. That he moved to Chicago. He worked with like SZA and all them. His album Black Swan. Can't remember his name now.
What is his name?
You know what I'm talking about though,
yes.
Dude. From here though, he's dope, dope. It's spelled Black Swan like weird though. What is his name, man? I can't remember his name. He's brown skinned dude with little baby dreads.
Yeah. I can't think of it either. That's bad.
Yeah, I'm horribly bad. I'm tripping right now. Smino.
Yes, Smino. Smino. I thought you were talking about Mavi, but yeah.
Smino's dope.
Smino
too.
Is dope. He is.
Smino, because I was thinking that Montana was with him for some reason. That's why what made me think of that.
That's what I
was. Was it packed for that show?
It wasn't packed. You know what I think? I think it was like a festival that was supposed to be in July or somebody got rained out somewhere. So it was so many people performing. And the promoter shouldn't have had so many people on that bill, especially if they wanted to come for him. Because he didn't go on till, I think it was like close to midnight or something.
Damn.
And it was so many performances. Like, it was bad. So I really wish... it would have been another show for him specifically, or maybe they should have cut some of them other artists out because
it was just random
much.
Dudes hurt from
yes,
here?
Yes, from other places in Missouri.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was too much going on. I'm talking about they was performing like 5 to 10 songs.
Oh,
I'm
they
like,
weren't even doing like two and getting
no,
out of there.
No, it was horrible.
What happened to you doing two songs to open an act and getting up out
exactly.
of there?
Exactly. But he had like probably 10 to 15 opening acts. So by the time he got
he must
there,
have been paying.
People was tired.
Cass must have been paying to be opening that.
Had to.
Yeah.
Had to. So I wish, I thought about bringing him back for a show and doing my promotions.
Is he is he that good?
I would say Montana 300. I think he's good, but I think the crowd, it wouldn't be a crowd like us. You know what I mean? But it would be like.
He looks like I wouldn't be at his show. Yeah. He looks like his show
but,
I wouldn't be at.
Yeah.
You bring Freddie Gribbs now, though.
That other.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The other side loves him?
Yes. The other side loves him.
The other side of the pillow?
The other side loves him. So I think if it's promoted right, it would be a dope ass show.
The mainstream side?
The other side loves him.
Really?
But you know, they like the hood stuff. They like it more than we do.
But then
sometimes.
They like the conscious stuff too, though. So they got do. All, they can take over all our music.
Yeah, they pretty much did. But that other side, they like him.
So it was like half and half of this show?
Nah, it was a lot of the other side there. It was a couple of the my side, but yeah. Most of them is like people that I knew or some random type cornball. No, I shouldn't say that. Random type cornball type people.
Yeah, that's fine.
Pretty much. But
dang, I not
so
know.
I was awkward in there, me sitting in there. But at the same time, I know music, so yeah, somebody would see me, they would be like, oh, Z here, you know, she's here to support somebody.
It's somebody that came in and felt more protected when you was there, like, I don't know, but oh, there goes Z, maybe it's not as bad.
Right.
I shouldn't have messed with this young guy.
Right, it's not as bad because Z here, yeah.
Yeah, my little brother's age, Jesus Christ. Okay, that's what it is. Dang. So it's been some good music. Like I like Nick Grant. I'm a big Nick Grant guy. Oh man, like did you see the freestyles for the BET Hip Hop Awards?
You know what? I did not watch the BET Hip Hop Awards because I'm so done with them.
Oh no, I was done with them in general. I was only there for the distant XXX. I wanted
that. I wanted to go for that reason, but I'm so over them and I feel like it's so many other people they could have put
So have you been to a BET Hip Hop Awards?
I have.
So how?
Like in the beginning.
Okay, that's so
in
great.
In the beginning.
So how was that awards versus other award shows you've been to?
Hood.
Is it everything I think it would be? Like every hoodness that I would think it would be?
I think it's like what the Source Awards was.
But see, the Source Awards seemed like it had some flavor to it being hood, though.
Because you expected that. Maybe. You know, back in the day, we kind of looked at BET. Oh, the BET Awards.
But it wasn't on BET
hood.
Then, though. Source wasn't on the BET.
I know. BET tour. But when we got to the BET Hip Hop Awards, we thought it was going to be, oh, this is going to be for us. It's going to be the hip hop people, but it's still going to be a little bit of, you know, class, a little spicy.
Yeah, but it
was.
Have you ever rewatched the old Source Awards, the one with Biggie and all them, the classic one?
Yes.
If y'all ever get a chance, I want to do a series, a documentary series on just that night.
Just that night.
Because you can do 7-8 episodes just on that night.
You can.
It was so much stuff going on that night.
And I was so young when that came out. So now going back to looking at it, you're like, they was really some.
They was wilding. And you could look at all the people in the crowd like, dude, when DJ Quick was dissing MCA was sitting in the 7th row and he's sitting there pointing at him. I was like, what is going on?
So these people now, like when they do their little dissing or whatever, it's nothing compared to what it was when I was a kid and I'm watching these shows.
Dude, Dre and them, people want to act like Dre was up in there acting up.
People
about.
Was really fighting backstage. Like they was really, like it was going down.
I remember when I saw my dad was talking to his friend about it. And he was like, hey, man, they was cussing on, because it came out, I guess, real late at night or something. And my dad was telling his friend, like, man, they was cussing on last night on Channel 2 or something. And then my dad's friend was like, I got it on tape. And he put it in. I was like, oh, snap. And then all the stuff that happened after that started leaking out.
Yeah.
With the whole, you know, Tupac, we going to hold you down. You know, if you ain't want to be jigging your videos, you all around.
And I love Pac. That's my brother.
Yeah, no, Pac. But if you looked at that category, Biggie shouldn't have won that year for best lyricist.
At all.
It was Nas on there, and Nas had just had Illmatic and stuff like.
Right.
And it was Redman was in that category.
He was.
Like if you look at those nominees, you like
Biggie
hadn't blown up. Yeah, he hadn't did like the songs you would think that was big. I was like, oh, it was just so much with that, and then That's when everybody, they said the people shooting outside. I was like, dude, like, I so see why.
The hood that we have now, it's not,
no.
It's not as hood as it was.
And you had the whole woo there?
Yeah.
Like, think about
it. It was not the same. It just wasn't the same. I don't care. Nobody say it was not the same. And if they didn't live through that era, then they're not going to get it. So now it's kind of like an annoying type hood type
thing. That's what it felt like with that. It was like the girls were dressed up, but it was like that fake dressed up.
Yeah.
Like, yes. If this is going to be the BET Hip Hop Awards, if we're going to be grimy, I need women in jeans and Tim's and some hoodies
exactly.
and stuff, though. But y'all up in here, super dressed up, but it's like the ratchet dressed
yes.
up. Not like, oh, we going to a nice award show
you
dressed up.
You know what
up.
It reminds me of? Remember, what was it back in the day when we used to have, what award show did we have through the radio station?
Here?
Yes. What was it? It was years ago.
Oh, they just, was it the Traffic Awards?
Something, yeah.
The Traffic Awards. Yeah, it was the
and
Traffic
it's
Awards.
Like it was a St. Louis thing. It was,
yeah.
It was big.
Yeah,
you know,
it
when
got
it first
big,
started,
yeah.
It was nice and everything. But at the same time, you knew it wasn't like a, let me dress up.
Right,
up,
right.
You know,
oh,
this.
You
know, so it's like,
put on some nice little quick heels and a nice some jeans and a
yes.
shirt. You ain't putting on a full formal
no.
dress up in there.
Like,
that's how them girls be dressed on that BET Hip Hop. And I was like,
that's crazy.
And then the awards.
And I was on a
awards.
Date when I went to the Hip Hop.
Oh, you was on a date too?
Yeah, I was
oh.
on a date. So kinda...
Was you on a date with an industry cat?
Yeah. But it wasn't an artist. It was, you know.
Industry guy.
Industry.
Was he like dope dealer industry or like industry
no,
industry?
No, he was like corporate industry.
Okay, okay. Because yeah. you know that's the in-between where you.
It is
that
in-between.
Dope
it is that.
Industry.
It's definitely that in-between stage.
And
I
like,
lived a little life.
Like, man, the Hip Hop Awards. I was just like, yo, this is horrible. And then they gave Nicki Minaj, not Nicki Minaj, Cardi B 5 awards at one time.
At one time? Why?
They said, like, you ain't won just one, two, three, four, five BET Hip Hop Awards at one
thing.
Time. It was after she performed, they came out and told her
so
that.
So why wouldn't they just do it separately like normal?
Because it's not an award show. It's just really
it's just
performances.
Really just perform. Oh, that's so...
And I got to see how my little it's this little song I like this little real hood song that you would never expect me to like. I like that little young Yella Beezy. That's on me.
That's on me.
I love that song, yo. I love that song.
Somebody sent me a DM on Instagram today of some R&B artist. Some, I don't even know who it is. Like redoing the song or whatever.
Oh,
and I'm
Jesus.
Like, it was a DJ that sent it to me, and I don't even know who the DJ is. Or
I was in Dallas a few weeks ago, and I heard in the club like, yo,
who
is this?
I'm like,
who is this?
It's
like Yella Beezy. It's like, ooh. Oh, man. It sounds like I'm not supposed to be listening, but I like it.
But, yeah. You find yourself liking songs where you be like, this is not my life.
I've never
but
seen
I like
perform.
The hooded songs, though.
I know you. See, I'm, you in between, though. You have your foot in both worlds, though.
I really
though.
Do. I'm really comfortable when it comes to music.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say that right. Not in everyday
trap
life. Yeah, not in everyday life. But when it comes to music, like, if it's good, it's good. I can, like, dabble each way. But some of the hooded songs I like. Like, I like that them gangster songs. I'm talking about real gangster songs.
Yeah.
I like that type of stuff.
I was like, that Yella Beezy, this on me. But I was like, ooh, I like this.
Yeah, that's
and everything you're saying.
It's so
was,
catchy.
Yes.
It's so catchy. Like, it is.
I was like, how
and
long
he just got shot.
Yeah, and he just got shot. I was like, oh, man,
like,
that's my type of rapper. I like the rappers that get shot.
What?
I don't know.
How do you get shot? And he's going to blow up even more.
Oh, it just adds
just,
more to the...
That's
how
it goes.
That's how it adds more to the mythos.
Yeah.
You get shot and you survive. That's the problem. You got to survive.
You got to survive. You got to survive.
Because like that dude Triple X would survive...
It would have been crazy. But you know what? Like, my son, he loved it.
That's what I heard all these kids.
And he always put me... And them kids, like, a lot of the kids, the music that they listen to, you be like, what? Why are you so depressed? Like, what's going on with you? But they really like the music, you know? And sometimes I find out who's hot or who's coming up next from my son.
So was he hurt, like, when X died?
Oh, yeah. He was mad. Like, angry. Like, why they have to do that? Like, angry for real. And I'm like... It's okay, but I remembered how I felt when Tupac died.
Yeah.
I remember, I was a little kid. I remember I was crying in the living room with my big sister, and I was just so sad.
Yeah, I just started driving when Tupac, well, no, I had a permit, and I was driving, I wasn't supposed to be driving, and Tupac died.
You was driving?
Yeah. I'm older than you think I am.
Yeah, but you got that Benjamin Button, so that's okay.
I know, right? No, I was driving on permit to a party.
Dang.
Yeah, just wow. You know, back in the day, you used to be able to do hood like things.
Well,
though.
I did when I lived in Texas. You know, I stayed on a farm, so I was able to drive then I was super young because I'm in a country.
Country, farm, anybody worried care. About? Because when did you move up here?
I was born in St. Louis, and I moved to Texas when I was in the fifth grade, and I moved back. I always came for the summer because my dad was here, and I moved back officially when I was like 17.
Oh, dang! So you was out of high school almost then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I have Yellow Beezy, man?
Yeah, he's,
Oh, man. So who else is your son listening to? I'm just interested in a lot of what the young kids are listening to.
I found out about Montana 300 through a producer that I was helping. So I had this producer and I was like shopping beats for him. So that's how I found out about him, because he was like, I want you to send my beat to him or whatever. And then I found out like my son actually listened to him.
Okay.
My son listens to Lil Yachty, is that his name?
I thought y'all call him Lil Yachty.
Whatever his name
is. Yachty, him. I call him Yachty.
And then it's another one that he always send it to me and be like, download this. You need to listen. Just listen. And I'm like, okay. But I always instill in them who's the greatest rapper ever. And you know who they going to say? Tupac.
Yep.
I don't play
Is that. Any people that you surprised they listen to? You like, dang, you listen to them?
I'm surprised that they really listen to J. Cole.
J. Cole has like a big, wide variety of fan base.
And I love J. Cole, but just knowing the other type of music that they listen to, knowing that kids will also gravitate towards a J. Cole or a Kendrick Lamar, that shows me that, okay, you really got an ear for music because you're hearing both sides. You're not just stuck on this, you know, whatever.
J. Cole, I think he's more, Kendrick Lamar, not as much. I mean, even though Kendrick Lamar is bigger, but I feel like J. Cole has a bigger age range for his fan base.
He does. He does.
Like, his fan base is, like, longer, I think, than Kendrick Lamar's is.
It is. Yeah.
I mean, you said, your son, and then there's people our age that listen to J. Cole.
Exactly. So it's like it's a big gap right there where everybody, I don't know.
Even older people, they listen to J. Cole.
They do.
Kendrick Lamar, too, but.
But more so J. Cole. They really be on him. And you can tell they be on him because he doesn't have to have, like, a straight hit song all the time popping with a dope feature. He could just really just be him and not have no features for real and he's still gonna sell.
What about the Cardi B train? Are you on this Cardi B train?
I love Cardi B. And I'm not saying that I love all her music, but I love Cardi B because she's so young, for one. Two, she's just her. Like, you really can see that it's no faking. Like, that's not a puppet. And it's a lot of puppets in the game.
You would know.
She literally is just her. And I love that about Cardi.
Do you think it's because she came up in a time where it's a little bit more freer because you can market yourself and kind of, because you came in more of the label time where it's like the structure of the label. Absolutely. Now you kind of like wowing already.
You
and
could
it's
just
like,
be who you are. It don't matter right now.
Do you like the structure the way it is now? Or do you like
I don't.
Okay.
The reason I like the structure now is because you don't necessarily, I don't know if it's like that for R&B artists, but I will say for like a Cardi B, she can just be her and be free. It is what it is. Now, of course, you have to clean up a little bit, touching up a little bit just because you got to grow and elevate. But you can be you. Like, I remember I was in the studio probably like 2 months ago. I was working with Jule. And I'm in the studio and I'm singing. They're like, no, Z, roughing it up. Like, don't sing it so perfect. Like, kind of off pitch. It's so different now. So when I was coming up in the game, it's like, no, your pitch got to be on. You need to pronunciate.
But why did they want it off pitch though?
Now it's so rough and raw right now with certain stuff that it's like you can't pronunciate every single word. Say it like this. Don't say it like that. It's not as clean as it was back then. Huh. It's crazy. It's not as clean as it was back then.
Do you like? I mean, I guess this. I'm talking about even packaging artist wise, like. Like the process of having an A&R and going through the different steps.
Yes and no. I think artist development, they don't, you know, there's no more artist development. And some people really need that artist development because I listen to interviews and watch them and I'm like, what? Like, what? Come on now.
Like, nobody didn't have anybody teaching
you. Like, nobody teaching you how to speak. Like, you don't know how to talk to somebody and look them in their eye and just talk. Like, you really just so, like, what is it? But it's also like a sense of entitlement. Somebody can have 1 million followers and just feel like they rule the world. Instagram model can have 300,000 and she feel like she just everything. And that's what's up. Kudos to you. I'm not as open to be like, Instagram. You know, that's just not, it's never been my thing. But people just got this sense of entitlement.
You think it's more entitlement now than back then?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Because I guess if you had a deal, then you were like, you felt entitled because you had a deal. Because
you had a deal. Now you don't have to have a deal. You can have 300,000 followers and feel like you something.
That you got a deal. That you got a deal.
Yeah.
But is that equating to money, though? $300,000, that don't equate to money, though. Does it?
Well, I would say there are some Instagram models that do get booked for parties and they get paid.
I mean, they get booked by sheiks over in, like, overseas, and you know, for some other stuff,
yeah,
right?
Some other stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
That's what I think it's equating to, like, some of that type
that's
of
what
stuff.
That's what I always think is way more tricking going on than anything, like, for that.
But for an artist, I feel like however many streams you get, some man calculating. Because we're, you know, it's a lot of them that can front like they got this money, but they really don't. They really
it's
just
all, everybody
sleeping
sharing
at
the
home.
Same money. Everybody sharing
yeah,
the
they
same
sharing
money.
The same money. Everybody, you know, the one that really, really got the money probably just like, I'm pushing you. The one that's the real D-boy. Let me push you. And you finna act like you got all this money, but really you sleeping in your, on your granny couch or something. You know what I mean?
And
like,
and that's kind of old school route of it.
It is. You know? It is. But it's so much more of an entitlement because of the social media thing.
Because everybody else told you you dope too.
Everybody,
now.
Yeah.
You know, you're staying with your mom on the couch.
Yeah.
But everybody told you you dope though. You got 300,000
followers. You can pass it off because if you're on Instagram, and even if, let's just say you are going out of town and you're doing a little show here and there, you can take a chick to a hotel. She don't know that you sleep at home on your granny couch.
Oh, because you're out of town. Okay.
So it's easy to portray like you really got something going on and you don't.
Was cats doing that a lot more back in the day, too?
They was doing it back in the day, but I think it was easier to find out.
How was it easier?
To find out who really had the money. And who
so you're saying it's harder to find out who really has money now?
Now it is, because the one that really got the money probably don't even want to be on Instagram. Like, he don't want to be seen. So, if you taking pictures in his car, whatever, he don't want to be seen, so ain't nobody going to know.
Because he got warrants.
You know, he probably wanted by the fans.
Yeah, that's what the fans looking for.
Like, he not finna show all of that.
I didn't even think of it. That's funny though. This is the guy that is, he ain't going to Instagram account at all.
He's not going to want to do all of that.
But if they're showing themselves, then wouldn't that we know that they're not the ones that got the money?
No, not really. You mean like if the one?
I'm saying
really
the ones
the
like
money?
If you're showing all that, that means you don't have no money.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's easy to fool people that don't know.
Okay,
it's really easy to fool them.
Okay, you think a lot of women are being fooled?
Yes.
You look at me like
I was gonna go with her. Like, yes, a lot of women are being fooled
by just the trappings of Instagram.
Yes,
I guess men could be too, though.
Men can be too.
The catfish is
the
real.
The catfish, but I think it's a different level of catfish. Like, a female might catfish with the filters and probably Photoshop that she got a butt, and eventually that's gonna come out. Because if you meet up with them, like, you don't.
But
have
they can put enough. The butt little things in they got now.
They do have
They got
that.
Butt pads now.
They do. They have the, what is it called? The booty pop or something
like
that.
Yeah, man.
That.
A girl I used to date back in the day, I saw her out, this is years back, and I was like, yo, man, that ain't your ass, though, man. Because Adrian's like, hey, man. Oh, girl. I was like, no, it can't be real. I was like, yo, that ain't yours, man, for real. She's like, no, I got these butt pad things on. I was like, okay, all right.
But you know what they probably doing now? Like, I figured it out. It's a little game, too, because everybody do credit repair now, right? So, you know, you can get
hold on, hold on.
So
are you going to give me a
no,
conspiracy
I'm
theory
say,
with
I'm
credit repair?
I'm going to tell you what's going on.
A conspiracy.
So what they probably doing is, you know, they on Instagram, they flossing, they photoshopping, they wearing the butt pad things. Then they find somebody that's going to flip, you know, fix their credit. They going to get their credit fixed. They going to go get some of that, the credit care, and get their body done, and just play it off like that.
Oh, you saying... I can get it, and then when I really do have the money for it, I just replace it. Therefore, then no harm, no foul.
Yes, that's what they're doing. I promise you, there's people out here getting that credit care, and they're getting their body done.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Or care credit, something like that.
That's a real thing?
It's a real thing. If you got some good, if you have like a good credit score, you can literally get surgery.
On credit?
On credit, yes.
Hold on, so you can have a payment plan on your ass?
You can't do that.
What?
Yes, you can.
A payment plan?
You can get approved for a certain amount and get whatever services you want done.
I mean, I guess
that
makes
sense.
And if
they're not doing that, then they probably going to somebody's basement to get whatever, silicone or something injected. But
so how many girls in general do have these kind of, you think, in general?
I think a lot of them. And I'm so, let me tell you how crazy I am. So I was at a strip club one time. Because, you know, I do strip clubs. No. I used to go to strip club here.
No, I haven't been to this for Onyx. I haven't been yet.
Where is it?
Where is
like
it?
Like in, I don't know, Collinsville, somewhere. Oh, it's far.
So it's far.
It's farther than the other strip clubs.
Okay.
So I went to a strip club and it was this girl and her butt, it just looked like, I'm like, wow. Like, I wonder if she got a fake butt. So I asked her and she was like, no, I went to Dallas and paid $600 and got a butt lift.
But I thought, but butt lifts is the plastic surgery, though. It's basically like when a woman gets a breast lift, though.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah. Kind of like that.
But it's still silicone, though, in there, right? With the butt lift.
I don't know. I know the
breast lift it is, though.
It is?
Yeah, because they take out some and then
they put some up in it. But she was like, it was less time than actually getting her butt done, and she didn't want to constantly get the shots and everything, so she paid $600.
For a butt lift.
In Dallas. And I'm like, okay.
Where was this strip club at? What city was you in?
This was in Atlanta.
And she went to Dallas for it? I didn't have.
Years ago. So it was probably the cheapest route she could take at the time. She probably didn't get her credit repair to go to Dr. Miami.
The credit repair. Oh, wow. You could get a buttock lift. Is a cosmetic surgery to improve the appearance of the buttocks?
See? It's a whole game to it. I'm peeping everything now.
But how are all these people going to be when they like 50 though? Like that's
I don't know. Because even like with the K. Michelle thing, where her having to get silicone taken out her body, that's crazy.
Like no, they said like Nicki Minaj ass supposed to have dropped like a couple of times. She had to get it redone. You have to get this stuff redone. Even if you get breast job, you have to go in and get maintenance on it. It's not like, oh, I got it one time and it's all good.
Yeah. See, that's why I'm really thankful that I haven't had to get surgery. Like I really progress naturally, you know, because I'm for one having something toxic in my body like that I'm gonna have to get repaired and all that. That's
Is it making women that more? I guess if you're a stripper, I guess. But just for a regular woman, they're talking about regular women that is going as an accountant and stuff like that.
Regular women, it's this thing now. Everybody want to look kind of, I don't want to say look like a stripper, but look like that fantasy, I guess. That's what they want because that's what they feel like. Oh, men like that and men going for it. So even if she got little bitty skinny legs and this huge butt, then everybody going to want that.
Yeah, but there's
so many women. I be literally hear so many women talking about getting their body done. So many.
Really? I didn't know.
Not even wanting to work out. Literally, I just want to go get my body done.
Instead of going to do the workout.
Instead of going to do the workout.
Have you seen She's Gotta Have It, the TV show from
Spike Lee?
With the whole thing with her.
Oh, my gosh. That was... Oh, my gosh. And it made me wonder, like, what if, could that really happen?
This happened before.
Yes?
Yes.
Wow.
He said he got that from a real story. Not that it was exploded like that, but a girl fell, and she started leaking out of the thing on the stage.
Oh, my gosh. That's sad.
Like, how would you do that? Like,
it's sad.
Like,
and they what said did J. Cole say in a song? He was like, killing yourself just to find a man to kill for you or something like that. That's really, really true.
Do you think women want dope dealers now? More than they when we were coming up? I was thinking about that the other day.
You know what? I think now, and I'm going to be so transparent. I think now they like the thought of the dope dealer, the one that's flashy and all of that
stuff. But
not
the actual game of it.
But some of them, not some hood chicks out here that really, they bought that game. They probably going to sell with you, you know,
right.
Whatever.
That's what I'm talking about. But girls back in the day, they wanted the dude that was straight trapping.
They was. And I've been there. Like, I've been back in the day. I've had somebody that was literally straight doing that. Like, that was the life. Like, I never forget. I'm with my boyfriend at the time, and we go stop somewhere. And he like, let me get you out of here because it looked like the basement of Belly right now down there where the dude was getting naked and getting shot, like all of that, like that's how it looks. So I literally like lived, like I saw the bad part of their life, and then having your man go to prison and be sentenced 25, all of this stuff. And it's just different now.
What do you think people wanted the look of it, but
they
not
want the look of it, but not knowing what comes behind it, not knowing that if he don't really truly care about you, he gonna try to keep you as far away from that as possible, so you don't get it. Nobody come after you, and you don't get in trouble. Mm-hmm. Now these days, it's like people so messy with it. You could be riding with your boyfriend easily now, and somebody just gonna shoot everybody up.
Or everybody can't be drug dealers either.
Everybody can be.
No, I'm saying no. There's no way possible
because everybody's point. Not.
Yeah, but like
they want to act as if they.
It's
are.
Not that much drugs flooding in the U.S. in general now.
It's not at all. Like it's not. But everybody thinks like, oh, let me be this this drug dealer, let me be, you know, portray this. And they portray it on social media more than anything.
And who, I never understood who would put the, I got an AK-47 on Ryan.
Right. I don't get that. I really don't get that. But what I think also is I'm like the ones that continuously like put it online, put it online. The reason they not locked up is because the feds probably know you ain't doing nothing. You ain't even the one we want. Like we not even, you can keep doing it because you're not even the one we want.
I never thought about that.
Because somebody that's really, really doing it
is not worried about it.
No, they not finna be posting like, no.
See, have you seen The Hate U Give yet?
I haven't seen that yet.
Don't see it.
Okay.
It's going to make you mad about the music Tupac's. What? You know, that's what they got it from, The Hate U Give. You know, Thug Life.
Yeah, they
took Thug Life and made it into a movie. The Hate U Give, little infants fucks everyone. They talk about it in the movie too. I was like, oh no. Y'all ain't gonna do this.
Okay, I don't want
to. And in the movie, not to spoil for anybody, but so Anthony Mackie plays this drug dealer. In mm-hmm. there, and the little girl that sees her friend get shot, he was selling drugs for him. So she goes into this TV interview and says, like, hey, he was selling for the biggest gang in Fremont. But he didn't say his name, no. He get mad because he said his gang. But everybody know the gang is running stuff. He talking about... But they said my gang name. I was like, dude, first of all, the feds probably know who you are. I'm thinking like, this is a horrible writing, a horrible drug dealer. They know who you are already. Why are you, and he out here putting in work. The dude will be king, he out here trying to put in work.
See, they just so good.
Like, it was that stereotypical, like, Tony Montana type of feel that, you know, that they think that we want to be in a film.
Right.
If he made it this high in the gang, he ain't touching none of this.
He's not touching anything. And that's the thing, like, with me now, just because, like, I was young and I had the street dude and did all of that, now when I sit, I be like, you stupid. You're not even doing that right. Because even if you had to do it to get to a certain point, you need to be flipping that money, go do something.
You're supposed to have a cleaner at some point by now.
But at the same time, they also have women that want them to keep doing it.
Kind of like on Power, where she wanted him to stay in the game.
Want them to keep doing it.
They just like the fast money?
Like the fast money. And they don't want the risk of, oh, well, if we use that and that don't work, let's just keep getting this fast money. They like that. But I feel like if I meet a man and he in the streets right now.
Mm-hmm. And you won't, though.
Huh?
You won't, though, because we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we won't. I won't. Not at all. But if I did and I find out, because he tell me eventually, like, this is what I do, then what's your next plan? Because I mean, like, what is it? Because you can't be like, oh, I'm just gonna do this and that's it. Even if you got enough to just say I'm gonna retire off of this, how are you gonna flip that money? Because even if you got kids now and your kids are good now, what about their kids since you got all this money?
And the feds will drop all that money. They like, gonna close up all that's them.
I was gonna go there.
Go ahead.
It's just, you know, some men just be they still want. Some of those type of men, they're attracted to the women that don't want them to think bigger. Because if I want you to be bigger than what you are, or I see more in you, then you're looking at me kind of like, are you just nagging? Like, you this? No, I see more in you. Why aren't you going for that?
But that could be any man with anything.
It really could be.
Just to co-sign everything.
It really could be. But I'm like, if you in that life, like, what are you doing it for? And why are you still doing it if you in a good place?
Man, see, I never understood it, though. Like, why are you, like, this new age, though, I don't get it at all.
It's different. It's really, really different now because it's so many people. Like you said, it's not that many drugs in the world. Like, everybody can't be getting money like that.
It ain't like back in the day where it was fiends all these different blocks. Now, people not even doing, unless you're dealing with, like, meth or something like that. But how many brothers is dealing meth?
Exactly.
You'd be surprised, though, but still.
I mean, doubt it.
But I'm just saying, like, in general, you're not.
It ain't that.
We ain't got no meth labs. First of all, brother's scary
to cook. And if it's just weed, what you going to do when everything legal? Everywhere.
Oh, it's going to happen.
Right.
In a minute.
So then what you going to do?
We shouldn't have been giving you that much anyway. That markup ain't that much anyway.
You know, like, come on now.
Trust me, that markup ain't that much.
It's weird. I don't know.
Keep all right, we're going to go to break and get into some music, and we'll be back with some life partners. Z going to tell us how she's the white man whisperer. Was everything good?
Yeah. All right.
bitches. Only thing on my mind is you. And whenever I'm hitting it, I'm thinking about spending my life with you. Swag while I be piping you. Swag, I'm thinking about wifing you. I make lots of money, but I still make time for you. You're sweeter than honey, and these other bitches ain't fly as you. Swag while I be piping you. Swag, I'm thinking about wifing you. You be my woman, my wife. I promise to love you for life. You got more juice than Sunny Delight. I'll be your plumber, get you pipe. See, she make me think I can sing. Make me forget that I rap. She cook me breakfast on the stove. I slide my dick in from the back. I'm in love with this bitch. While she ride this dick, I be rubbing her tits. Sometimes I can't help it, I think to myself, man, this pussy so good, I might come in this bitch. Say yes or say no, the decision is yours. Was getting lots of bitches, not mission aboard. I cut bitches off like umbilical cords. Now come ride this dick, cause it's yours. I'm riding with you and wherever God take us. Them haters can't break us, girl, let's stack this cake up. I feel on your booty while you do your makeup. I make time for you just like my name was Jacob. I don't ever worry, cause I think you worthy. Like James left the game and I hung up my jersey. It's DBC gang, yeah, that's why I talk dirty. And that time we banging, you bust like my 30. I cut off all my bitches. Only thing on my mind is you. And whenever I'm hitting it, I'm thinking about spending my life with you. Swag while I be piping you. Swag, I'm thinking about wifing you. I make lots of money, but I still make time for you. You're sweeter than honey, and these other bitches ain't fly as you. Swag while I be piping you. Swag, I'm thinking about wifing you. I used to have lots of hoes, shawty thought I was a pimp. She fell in love with my stroke, she ain't know that I could swim. She throw that ass back for a G, she know she fuck with a boss. I love when she come on my D, hop up and she lick it all off. Got me gravitating with infatuation, had to cut them off, baby, amputation. Made that cancellation for a damn queen, now my hands clean, baby, sanitation. Colder than winter, don't wanna lose, how she a winner? My favorite place is up in her, sliding like a splinter. Might treat that pussy like dinner, legs in the air like antennas. Then climb up on top like a wrestler, she down for the count, hold her leg up whenever I pin. I cut like a dealer. My baby come, I come with her. Take care of that box I deliver. She wet like a river. She dripping, we lit like a candle. I'm thumbing that click like I'm flicking through channels. We switch positions, I spank her with no paddle. I came on her back like a camel. She shaking, no rattle. I cut off all my bitches. Only thing on my mind is you. And whenever I'm hitting it, I'm thinking about spending my life with you. Swag while I be piping you. Swag, about wifing you. I make lots of money, but I still make time for you. You're sweeter than honey, and these other bitches ain't fly as you. Swag while I be piping you. Swag, I'm thinking about wifing you.
DJ, did you hear the voice I just said that in? That means he's important.
A wise man once said, he who sits on the stove surely shall rise. It's one of those days, man. You know what I'm talking about.
I've got a head full of smoke and I ain't thinking clearly. And I am easily provoked even though I love you dearly.
See, I got my hands on the Bible, baby, so don't condemn me. You see the Satan is broken, baby, so don't come near me.
I got a head full of smoke and I ain't thinking clearly. And I am easily provoked even though I love you dearly.
See, I got my hands on the Bible, baby, so don't condemn me. You see the Satan is broken, baby, so don't come near me.
Homesick for a place that I never been. With a crew of misfits, finna get it in. When I was a little kid, because there's some shit that I never will forget again. He said, no pills, no powers. No pills, no powers. You can do what you do when you start your own crew. Right now, your business hours. Yeah, really still don't pop.
and I still don't snort. But I keep my mind in a Kush cloud, chewing mushrooms as a last resort. While I give you ghetto reports, the other side still trying to win some race. Motherfucker, this a marathon. Like speed ain't shit to a nigga that's full in space. Come to the party, show our faces. Bullet train, army, foot clan nation. Hitting the road for some time to scene, and I sit this scene so godforsaken. Do what I will and I won't, but I say I'm a referee, I do not play. Never unfair, I call a game proper. Wear my uniform, they think I'm working for the lockup. Got some Padawans, all wanna be shotters. Time to play God, all I gotta do is holler. Tell them right from wrong and listen in the nodder. Knuckleheads grown, I ain't nobody bother. Smoking loud, combo getting cloudy. About time we air it out. She say I'm a head case, in that case let me see what your head about.
Through smoke and I ain't thinking clearly, and I am easy provoked, even though I love you dearly.
See, I got my hands on the tribal, baby, so don't condemn me. You see the safety is broken, baby, so don't condemn me.
Like a halo choir, quadrant army, foot clan nation. Looking at the eye of a motherfucking ride. Looking at the lava to saliva that'll murder your rappers. Flying over the city like I'm a pterodactyl. Metaphor, metamorph, make a nigga bleed. Shine like bright, blind man see. This the D-Rough theory, God to the devil. A serial killer with an axe and a shovel. Better call the Pope, let him bless y'all. Cause me and Rockwell gon' test y'all. Bo Jackson with Wayne Gretzky. I take a nigga life like a jet ski. Can I see till I drown my kidneys? Angry and I'm feeling like Zangief. Mutiny in me for the young power. Every one of us smell like gunpowder. Gun is a modem, can't rewrite it. 16 women apiece and we bout it. Young black Shakespeare, Bible in my palm. Book of Revelation, the world pre-warned. We the O350, niggas can't stop us. Imposters turn into Jim Hopper. Pouring money in the air like a bank robber. In the middle of the ocean and they can't stop us. Feeling like Martin, me's Malcolm with UEP and we marching. Feeling like I'm on fire and these rappers don't compare. I'm on fire like your hair inside of an electric chair.
I got a head full of smoke and I ain't thinking clearly. And I am easy provoked, even though I love you dearly.
See, I got my hands on the tribal, baby, so don't condemn me. You see the safety is broken, baby, so don't condemn me.
I got a head full of smoke and I ain't thinking clearly. And I am easy provoked, even though I love you dearly.
See, I got my hands on the tribal, baby, so don't condemn me. You see the safety is broken, baby, so don't condemn me.
I got a head full of smoke.
A lot of people, you know, a lot of people know me by my rapper name, Swish or Sweet. You know, they call me that motherfucker Booth Smoke. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, this shit just, you know what I mean, you know, like I said, this shit ritual to me. I do this shit, you know what I'm saying?
All right, go ahead.
Yo, we back. I hope y'all like that song. I like it. I think it's dope. I'm proud of Tef.
So we're going to talk about how Z is the white man whisperer.
Oh, gosh.
White men love her, y'all. Black men do, too. Shout out to Javon, who was trying to find out if
Hi,
Z
Javon.
Was pregnant for real.
I know, right? I said that. I'm like, I'm going to have me some twins. And
yeah. Javon ain't thirsty like that, so he going to ask me to ask her. Like any real player should.
Right. The white man. You know, I dated a white man.
I know. Yeah. We've talked about this extensively.
Yeah, I did. And he was really like, I was the first black girl he ever dated. He actually was my trainer at first.
Okay.
Yeah, because he did training like in the off season. He played baseball.
Oh, he's a minor league baseball?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so he really treated me like an absolute queen, like he did. And what I mean by that is he was really caring. He wasn't on no, you know, like if I'm with a black dude and I feel like being babied or stop being a baby. You know, it's just kind of certain things. And I'm just like, he's really nice. And maybe it's because I was the first black woman, or maybe it's because he just really liked me. But I just was like, I don't want to give up on black men. So I was like, I can't do this. And I was trying to cut him off and he got crazy.
Oh, see, like, on the back
no, he
end,
really, right?
On the back
like,
end, great on the
what?
Front end, bad on the back end.
Yeah, he got really crazy. I'm talking about like, I would walk outside of the gym or he right there.
Whoa, for real?
Yes.
On it some got, like Mike Myers stuff?
Yes. And then he would text me and be like, hey, let's go hiking. And I love hiking when I'm in LA, but I'm not finna go hiking with this white dude after I done told you I want to be with you.
Let's go hiking in Winsville.
Nobody's going to find me.
Yeah, it was over for you then.
But he was like, I felt bad.
He was on
bad.
The episode of Snap.
Yeah.
Or Fatal Attraction.
A Fatal Attraction. But he was really a really nice guy. But they like me. They really be trying.
Yeah, that's because you got a universal good look, though.
I don't know what it is, but I'm always like the, it's usually the ones that don't really like black women. Okay. Like they never look, not saying that they don't think black women are attractive, but it's always one, or it could be a game, like that they say, be like, oh, I never had a black woman, but I want you. Yeah, it could be a game too, but.
The exoticism of it.
Yeah, but some, they just, yeah, they like me.
So how was that? Was it cool relation? Like, did you not take him to like black places and stuff like that? Like,
you know what? We would go to black places.
Oh, y'all would?
We would. But the thing about it is, I thought he would be uncomfortable, but he was buff. He like, he's not worried about nothing. But it was one time where we went somewhere and he was like, I'll be back. I'm going to the restroom. I'm like, okay. And then I see some black dudes and I'm like, they walking that way. Like, oh my God, what they finna do? Like, are they going to say something to him? Like, what's going to happen?
Because you're putting them in potential danger every time you go.
So I'm nervous right now. And then he came back and he was like, you know, they came in and they was like, you got a good one.
No, but real dudes that's about something, they're gonna give you props.
Yeah, so, you know, he was really comfortable. He really was. And I was an artist at the time. I was singing. He put his parents on to me. Like, they absolutely loved me. And I was shocked about that. Because usually, somebody that's not really into entertainment, whether if it's the nightlife, anything like that, sometimes it's hard for them to see or understand somebody that has dreams. And that's what I noticed about men that weren't in that field or weren't in entertainment any type of way, it was hard for them to know and understand a dream like that.
So is that why people say that, that's why people only date entertainers? Is that why?
Yeah, it's easier because they understand it a little bit more. That's how it feels, that they understand it, and they understand if you want to keep trying after failing so many times, because it's like that makes you happy. That's your life. You know what I mean? Okay. And he was really, him being some, you know, whatever you want to call it, like a regular guy, he understood it and he supported me. And he would just, and he's a white boy, like not trying to be black, nothing. But he was really, really supportive of me.
So you put his wife in danger, taking him out, like
everything. And he was like, nah, like, let me hold your hand. He was really, he was a great guy.
See, because I talk about when I was at the RB and RM concert, this black dude that took this white woman with him, and he put her in danger. Cause it was all black women around him, and he didn't know that she was in danger. You know, he was like a square dude. He didn't know he put her into the kitchen coop like this, and like you could feel her uncomfortable being there with it. Cause all these women is staring her down. He just sitting there just clapping along, singing all the songs. She looking like, ooh. These women are sitting over there looking. I mean, angry. It's like looking like, what are you here sitting there for? You in the front row? What? And he just sitting there, just looking like Stevie Wonder, just singing and clapping along.
Some black women really be angry about that.
That show is not the show. Like, if you went to some other shows, yeah. But not the new edition, sure, dishes show.
Because it's like, do you even know who, do you know them?
Exactly. That's what he was looking like.
What are you doing? Yeah. Yeah.
Now, if it's, you know, if it's a J. Cole show or even anybody younger than them, that is your new edition show?
Yeah.
That's like taking a white woman to a Charlie Wilson show.
That's so, you can't, oh my gosh.
You
so
can't
fun.
Do that.
You can't.
Shout especially out to my boy Sharon. He was he's married to a white woman and he lives in Dallas. He said he couldn't go see he couldn't go see Black Panther opening weekend with his wife because he knew what was up. He was like, he said he like, actually pulled up. And he said he saw the line, and he looked there and was like, we can't even do this. He's like, I'm not even going to put you in this danger like
smart.
That. Yeah.
He was smart.
He was like, no. Like, and he said he saw everybody in the African garb in line. He was like, nah. Yeah, and I'm going to walk up there with a, no.
He was smart.
He said they went to see it on a Tuesday. Like, and they took off work early, went on a Tuesday.
He was smart for that. What do you think about black men that are with white women?
I've changed on this over time. Okay. A lot of times I thought they were suckers. Okay. Now you love who you love. I'm getting old.
That's true.
But in general, I think they suck us sometimes. Sometimes.
I was actually talking to this guy.
Especially when you say that that's the only thing you're attracted to type thing.
That's
now, if you're just kicking it with one and that's your wife, you love her and you have it, cool. But I've heard too many dudes be like, man, I only mess with white chicks. That's where I get to the.
Those are the ones that usually be like, cuz, man, she'll take care of me. She'll do this, she'll do that. And that's usually the main reason why they go there. And then if it's somebody that's like the basketball players or whatever they get with white women, usually she held them down and then, you know, he stayed with her. But some of them aren't like that with black women. If it's a black woman that held them down. And
I've seen
some
a lot
are.
Of dudes with some unattractive black women.
Yeah, that's true.
That's entertainers that you know.
It might be cheaper
and they've been with them, Ja Rule's wife for one. He had a lot of money. I've always thought Ja Rule was ugly. And like, I've seen her every time. I was like, Ja Rule needs a cookie every time I see him. Because he stayed with her. Because she been down with him since Queens.
She has. She been down through all his cheating, everything. Yeah, she stayed.
That's what I'm saying. So
DMX's wife, she was another one.
She ain't attractive either. I see, she had a baby by a chick from St. Louis, right?
Yeah.
I know that's random topics, but that's just too funny to me.
Yes.
And she like close to your son age, young.
That's, yes.
She like 20.
Like
1920.
That's crazy.
You saw the picture though?
Yes. I'm so shocked. And you know, and that baby, and that's,
you know,
a new baby.
To me first, right? Huh? Javon Bibbs, the first person they said.
And that's a new baby. Oh, and it made me wonder if when he was here, when they had that concert and he was here, so and he fell at the
Grand. What's the spot?
By Harris Stowe. No, it's not by Harris Stowe. Is it by Harris Stowe?
I thought he was at that spot off Grand. It used to be what was the little hood club or 757 or whatever, right over
No, this
off
was
of
a
Grand.
Big one. This was what this was the Shafitz.
Oh, was it the Shafitz?
It might have been. It was him, MC Light, Scarface.
Oh, yeah. It was the Lunatics was on it.
Yeah, it was a
Trick
lot
Daddy,
of people.
I think, or somebody like that. Yeah. E-40.
And I got there when Scarface was going on, and then DMX came on last. But
DMX closed the show?
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
But
okay.
it was some girl in the audience. She was in the front row, and he looked at it, and he like, yeah, I remember you. Like, it was so weird. Like, he really pointed her out, and they put the spotlight on her, like, she was one of his things. Like, I wonder if that's the same girl. I need to go back and look.
I was 20 years, but how would you know who DMX is when you were 20?
That's the crazy part about it. She got an older brother, older sister. That
some. I'm just trying to
and
think.
And DMX not even DMX that he was back in the day.
No,
he got this,
this
belly,
ain't Dark
like,
Man X.
Yeah,
this
it's not. It's not the same.
He got to wear. Did he take his shirt off still?
He didn't take his shirt off. He fell, though.
Oh, he did?
He jumped on the speaker, the huge speaker, and fell.
Man,
he was
he
like,
high?
Don't put this on YouTube. He had to be like drunk or something. But he gave a great show.
He doesn't give you a great show, high or sober.
Yeah.
Because I saw him at the club 75. What was the club that used to be right there? On night next to Lindo Bank on Grand, the hood spot. Grand and St. Louis Avenue.
I don't know hood club.
You know this club. Everybody know this spot. I can't remember the name it used to be. Grand and St. Louis Avenue. Right next to the bank.
Where that's at.
Oh man, it's down from Fairground Park.
I don't know where that now. I might have had a hood boyfriend or two, but I don't know.
Man, what's the name of that club, man? I think it's 75. It's something else. Somebody else email and let me know, but it was a dope spot, man. Oh man, it was one of my first little hood clubs.
Dang. It was back in the day.
Yeah, but no, he performed there maybe 2 or 3 years ago. Though, changed the name up to something else.
Okay,
but I can't even remember the original name of the spot or whatever. Dope dealing cats from back in the day owned it for years. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Like the '80s, '80s. It's like our parents type thing went there back in the day, and they just kept it open for a long time. I think it changed hands maybe in the 2000s or something like that. But I can't remember the name of it. What it used to be. Damn, that's gonna.
I don't know.
Me.
You know, you out, so I don't really.
So no, so but I mean, I don't ever care about like, dude, like, man, it's whatever, you know. It is what it is. I just want you to have a bad white girl. That's my thing.
My issue with it is, I used to be friends with this white girl. We were actually friends for a little while until I saw like her true colors. Mm. She was dating like somebody that I grew up with that was like part of the music family or whatever, and one day, like, after drinking and everything, and she's like, oh, he's mad at me. And I'm like, why? Mind you, we in a loud place right now. And she's like, he's mad at me. I'm like, why? And she's like, because I called him a nigger.
Whoa. Did she say nigga or nigger?
She said nigger.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, okay. I don't think that's the right thing for you to do. So from there, I'm just kind of like, I can't rock with you.
Dang.
So, because, and she's a white girl, not a white girl trying to be black. Either way.
Yeah, it don't matter.
No, I can't rock with you. And then I couldn't rock with him because he still messed with her after the fact. So both of y'all cut off.
Dang, you stop kicking with him too?
Yeah.
This is like, dang, you let that,
like,
rock.
Yeah, because after you still was dealing with her, like.
Or what if he didn't know she said that or something? Like, you
she
know,
said he mad at me because I called him.
But I'm saying, but she may have been lying about it because he was mad about something else.
No, I believed it.
Oh, okay.
I believed it. I really, something in me made me believe it because she was so natural with the way that she said it. And I had never been knowing her for years, like never heard her talk like that.
Dang.
And I was offended.
Did she ever like ask you like why y'all don't talk or?
No, I kind of like cut just off. Cut and off. Then I tried to be, you know, after years, I tried to be cordial with her again. And she showed her true colors again.
She did the same thing?
Kind of, not the same. She didn't say nigger, but this time it was, you know, me and one of my female friends, and we just out, and it's this other black guy. And she was like, oh, I don't think he likes you. I think he likes only white girls.
What's wrong with that, though?
You don't even know them.
Oh, like, she didn't know that guy?
No.
Oh,
she didn't know that guy. She didn't know my friend like that. My friend likes this guy. And you just like, oh, no, I just think he don't like you. He like white girls.
She may be a black man. She's a black man whisperer.
I think that's it.
I trust white girls when they tell you. She might know.
But at the same time, that wasn't the right place for you to say that.
I trust white. Y'all should have kept her as a little bloodhound around.
I wanted to snatch her extensions out.
Extensions too?
Yeah, you know, they wore them first. But I wanted to snatch them out. So I just had to kind of let go.
So white women were the first ones to wear extensions?
Yes.
Okay. I've had debates with people about that. Yes. I've said this for a long time.
Them clip-ons? They even have the one now. I saw it on the infomercial where it's like a little band and it's like it covers. It's just hair. Like it's a little skinny little band that they just put on like that and it covers and it's weave.
It's just to make their hair more fuller, right?
Yeah, it makes it fuller, longer, yeah.
Hey. So don't be getting on our black woman for the weave.
Come on now. When you go on Walgreens and you see them little fake buns and ponytails, you know they did not make that.
No black woman ain't buying that.
Ain't nobody wearing that at all.
I'm gonna give me one. I'm gonna give me a man bun. They got the man buns out.
They do got the man buns out. They got the fake ones. They got a little drawstring on it.
Why would you have? I guess it's fake, the lace front, beards, man hair. Shout out to my barber Jules, man, who's Jason Tatum's barber too.
Okay, I know you.
And he was talking about a dude came into his shop asking for one, and he just had to tell the dude to leave. He was like, "Yo, no, man,
that is the worst thing."
The dude that brought everything and whatnot too, like all the like lace front stuff. Because I guess you lay it down and then you shave it in and all that, and then line it up. And I was like, he was like, "Dude, I ain't doing that. That ain't." Dude was gonna give him like $100 to do it too, and he's like, "Nah." He's like, "Cause I don't want you out there putting on Instagram and stuff like, it's courtesy of Jules Unique, you know, he did this, you know." He's like, "I'm already getting my credibility work with Jason Tatum. Like, right. I don't want you messing all up all this stuff."
Gosh, yeah, no.
Mm-mm. So, how do you feel about when black men are dating white women?
It depends on why they're dating them. Like, if it's really like, "Oh, I just really like fell for her. Like, I really did," versus, "Oh, she take care of me and she's submissive and she this." If it's that, then no, I don't agree with it. But if it's just genuinely true love, then I get it. But I also get, like, as far as like black women dating white men, I get how when some women could be on a certain level and they feel like, you know, black men don't like me.
But I think that's not true though necessarily. I think at a certain level, black people period just don't see as many other black people period.
And then when, from a woman perspective, so many black men are gay. So many black men are in jail.
And that's true.
So it's, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot of black men out here. It really is. But where are you going to go to see him?
I mean, I know a lot of good black men.
Yeah.
But they take it.
Right.
My thing is,
wait for
this first round of divorces to pop off, and you'll be all right. Because it's going to happen. It's 50%.
It is 50%. But that's some women don't want to be patient and be like, okay, I'm going to
just. My best friend's Raven, I tell her all the time.
Just wait.
Just wait it out. Your man right now is unhappy and married
with somebody
else right now.
I read that somewhere. I really did.
Thinking about you.
I read that somewhere. With you. But I don't know. I guess for me, the reason I kind of. Even though I said, okay, I'm going to date a white man again. It's a white man that like me, whatever. I really, I'd rather be with a black man.
But I would say be happy, be happy, regardless if he's black, white, or whatever. Be happy. White, oh well. But the brothers would appreciate like you stay around him. Yeah.
I'd rather.
And it's something about it. Like, I couldn't see myself dating a white woman. Like, if I did, though, she going to be bad. Like, she's going to be so bad.
I see why.
Exactly. When you see, like, black dudes, you be like, "Man, I ain't even mad at you, though,
pal." Right, yeah.
Like, she put together, she doing it. I ain't even mad at you. Same thing with, like, you could tell if dude's attractive. You be like, "Oh, that white dude doing it." Like, he all right. Like,
my type of white dude is like the white dude that Lisa Bonet. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, but he not white, though.
What is he?
Come on, Jason Momoa. He's like Polynesian.
Yes.
Yeah, that, so you want a rock looking dude, like, the Rock, like the Rock.
Yeah, like I beat you up. Like he just looked like he just snatched somebody up. Like
so you like the big old horse dude.
Not necessarily. If it's a white boy, it gotta be that.
Okay. Have you seen this situation with Brittany Renner? You know Brittany Renner?
Yeah, yeah.
You see that she wrote that book and tried to go in on Cap?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see the white dude that she was dating?
No, I didn't see that.
He's no homo. He's an attractive white dude.
Really?
And he went to Jackson State and played football. So I was
so
like.
So he got the muscles and everything?
No, I'm saying. Hold on, I ain't trying to put you in the game with this dude.
My bad. No. I was just wondering.
But like, I'm just saying, no, I'm saying when
what's
I saw
his name? Because he's on Instagram?
Yeah, he's on Instagram. You can look up Brittany Renner, white boot, dude. I'll pull him up. But
that story was funny to me about him making.
And my thing
that.
Is though, the thing if all the stuff that Cap did on there, it wasn't nothing disrespectful.
He did anything disrespectful.
He just said, "Hey, I just don't know your intentions. You have to fly here to come and see me." Like,
yeah, I don't think it was anything wrong with that.
See, I had a whole story about how she thought every step of the way that he was going to pay for something, because I think she got cheap. Because he played for San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
She probably flew into Oakland because it was cheaper to fly into Oakland.
Yeah.
So she was like, when I get there, he'll pay for my Uber. Because yeah. She keeps saying, like, he didn't pay for my long Uber.
Mm-hmm.
What long Uber did you take?
Right.
And he lived in San Francisco. You just fly right to San Francisco.
Yeah, yeah.
She was in Oakland. I had to take that bad boy from Oakland to San Francisco, I think.
Oh, no.
And she was like, I'm here either. All right, cool. I'm going to send you my address.
He probably was like, that's hilarious.
I'm just thinking
that's
how he was.
Funny to
she
me,
probably
though.
Was like, she probably thought he was like, oh, I'm going to send an Uber for you.
Yeah, that's funny to me because I think he right for wanting to see what her intentions are. And we see what her intentions were. You know what I mean? Like,
take them. And that was his, why are you going to try to take down the dude that that black people was holding up as the highest degree
exactly.
Right now?
Exactly.
Hold up. Here he is right here.
Like, we going to be mad that he made you pay for your flight?
There you go. Yeah, that's him and her right there. Like, he went to Jackson State, though.
He need a bird. He needs some longer hair.
He went to Jackson State, though. He was their quarterback, too.
Really? Oh, wow. So she just like football players. Obviously.
She just a Jersey chaser in general.
Okay.
Like, I mean, Trey Songz. She had named all these people in there.
Wow. I wonder if Trey made her pay for her flight.
No, Trey wouldn't do that. You know, he probably got an assistant.
He probably like, I got, yeah.
He got an assistant that paid for stuff. Kaepernick was just like, man. Cause I'm thinking it because he didn't get no big contracts out this third year, so he might have been.
So
he was on a rookie contract on some like $600,000 a year. Like
he's like nah.
Yo, I got and I got adopted, so I don't even know. I ain't got nowhere to go.
Right. Oh no. I don't think he was wrong for that. You know.
I don't either.
I really don't.
I don't know what she thought was going to be disrespectful.
If they got in a relationship and he was in a place where. It's not going to bother him the money, then okay. But you knew, and it's something new. What? I don't see the...
Except Tiger Woods used to take that one girl to Subway, they said, all the time. They said the most she ever spent on was a Subway. One of his little sign women. That's what she claimed, though, is that he only took her to Subway. That's
because
the most
a lot
on.
Of these men, are a cheap. Lot of them, they're cheap, and they're not going to spend money on you. They're just not going to spend money on you, and you got to know that. And
is they only spend money on their wives, I guess? Is that the whole thing?
Yeah. Because it's from their perspective, it's disrespectful. Like, oh, you gave her some money, too?
That's true.
So like, you ain't just messing with
you
her. You gave
her
some money? You did
her a
this?
Car?
Now, if he trying to keep you and he trying to give you some hush money, that's a different thing. But just on a regular, like, you gave her money, too? No, they be cheap.
That makes me reminds me of Steve McNair now, all of a sudden.
That's funny.
Him getting killed by
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's not
even
funny,
if,
but.
You know. I know, but it's like messing with the girl at the Dave and Buster's. The DMB.
Dave and Buster's.
That's the only thing we cheat, man. We always go to the bottom room.
The bottom.
But it's so, because it's so easy. I get it, because it's so easy.
Just order a pizza. I'm just saying. Just order pizza then.
No, man. You be like, yo. And I know how Cassie think, like, I bet you I get that waitress, though. We can have hookups all we want to a Dave and Buster's. You know, Cassie be on. We can drink for free at Dave and Buster's. I'm going to get on and watch this, though, cheap.
Yeah.
And
that's
he, you know,
it,
and then,
yeah, it
then you
like
start
that.
Then he start liking her because she probably I just whatever you want to do, Steve. You know,
yeah.
Like the great Teresa O'Neill said, a black man don't know about hearing okay.
Yeah,
he's like, you hear okay from a woman, you're like, what? Okay, I'm going to Peru, then we going to kick it with my boys in Houston. I'll be back in like 2 weeks. Okay,
okay. Call
he's
me
like,
when
he's like,
back.
He's like,
have a safe flight.
He's like,
but,
he's like, a black man hear that? He's like, what?
Okay.
He's like, that's how black dudes end with a white girl.
I've been, if I'm in a relationship, I'm an okay type.
Really?
I am.
I can't see.
I'm very.
No, you're not. Z.
No, this is me. I'm extremely understanding.
If
you can tell me why,
impossible.
I really am.
I know you for a long time. See, this
no,
is
I am the okay type.
Impossible.
That's what I said if I'm in a relationship. Okay, sorry. Now, if we just talking or whatever, no. I need you to be consistent and be extremely transparent. I want that anyway, but I am because I think, and even the older I get, I understand people and humans and just everybody's different. Like, I can't make you be what I want you to be. I really can't.
So you're going like, to be yeah, you. I'm going to go to Peru. Then I'm going to go hang out with Maddie Johnson down in Houston. I'll be back in like 2.5 weeks, give or take.
Okay.
Cool. I'm gonna be calling you, and then neither.
Oh no, that ain't gonna work.
Cause I said I was in Peru, didn't I?
No, that ain't gonna work.
International, you know.
You better.
Send you an Instagram picture and everything when I climb the mountain.
You better get whatever Google something number. You better no.
Okay.
And not just in a sense of, well, what are you doing? I'm the type that worries. Like I worry.
You have anxiety like that?
Yes, I do. I think just from dating men in the past and are you okay? Are you safe? You know what I mean?
That you got two boys, you're going to stop that.
And yeah, and then family, just everything. I worry, like, are you okay? That's it. Like, just let me know that you're okay and I'm fine. Mm. Okay. But don't make me worry about if you're safe. Yeah. Do I need to come back? You know, bail you. Like, what's going on? Like, I don't know. Like, I worry.
I'm down in Peru. You going to come? Remember, I told you about this Peru trip.
What video was that? Monica had a video where her boyfriend was like in Mexico or something, locked up, and she went and bailed him out. That's me. I'm really there. Okay, you need help? I got you.
And the white girl would have been down there and had me out a little bit sooner though.
A little bit sooner.
You know, because you, first of all, you're going to cuss me out.
Oh, yeah.
But
I'm
why am I? White girl's like, okay, she on a flight. Mm-hmm. I got to take another 2 hours of you cussing me out before you get on the flight.
Yes.
And I got to listen. I'm like, you know, I'm in a jail, right? You ain't got to cuss me out.
At the same time, you know, I'm coming. And I'm going to curse you out to say, what happened? Is it your fault? And don't do this again.
See, that's why the white girls win.
It is, because they just shut up and don't say nothing.
They bad on the back end, as the great Patrice O'Neal
said.
Absolutely.
They are bad on the back end.
They will get you on the back end and be like, try to take all your money.
Everything.
And he raped me.
Yes, he beat me. He did this.
Yep.
He did, like,
yeah.
They make it hard for true victims.
Yeah.
They really do. But, you know.
No, if y'all ever get a chance, listen to that Patrice O'Neal joke. It's hilarious, man. He's talking about, and Javon talked about it too. He's like, woman hit her with a claw he said a woman got hit with a hammer. It was like, it wasn't the claw part though. He's like, it wasn't the claw part though. Javon's stupid. He's talking about it wasn't the claw part. He still loved me. It wasn't the claw part of the hammer. That's why he loved me. He didn't hit me at the claw part.
Yeah, he loved me because he didn't do that part. That's hilarious, but not hilarious. But that's funny.
I knew one of my homeboys. He used to beat up his side girls.
Did he?
Yeah, he wouldn't beat up his
main.
But
not the main.
He ended up later on though, and he got locked up. But like he was with her for like 9 years before he put his hands on her.
Really?
And I told him like, don't ever put your.
I
was mad. We was mad, but we wasn't as close with him no more in general from college. But we always tell him like, yo, man, you wild in general. You better not put your hands on her though.
Right.
You may not make it up out of this bad boy.
He put his hands on the side chick. He had to release.
He's still in jail.
Wow.
And she beat him up.
She did.
But she had some. Her brothers beat him up.
Oh, I love it.
But she allegedly.
Okay. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I love it.
Allegedly.
Sometimes you gotta karma will come, but sometimes you gotta take the role of karma.
Give us some Z advice for our women out there, then, because women, we got mostly men shows on here, so you know, and we always giving dudes bad advice. We always give them bad advice for men.
Oh my god, you know? Bad.
Yeah, we be like, hey man, just leave her, G.
The only advice that I can give is...
Or wisdom. I wouldn't say advice is a little bit different because it's like specific wisdom, I would say.
Just love with everything you got. That's all I can say.
But sometimes love is hard.
Sometimes it's hard, absolutely. Sometimes somebody going to hold your heart in their hand and they're going to drop it and then they're going to walk and they're going to step on it. And all of that, it's going to happen. Absolutely. But what I mean by that is don't half step. Because I know... It was really hard for me, like, once you get hurt and you like, I don't want to, let me go be a savage. Let me do this. And then you see a lot of women, they get their heart broken and they turn up. Like, they really turn into this whole different type of woman. Like, let me post the thong picture. Let me do this and that.
That's when I always know that women are relationships though, and they start turning up the pictures. Like,
especially if it's not them.
Yeah.
If it's not them and then they turn into that, it's because they hurt and they trying to find something to fill that void, you know, that pain. But for me, I'm the type that I'm either all the way in or I'm not. I don't know how to half step. And I refuse to let any type of pain, any type of situation turn me into somebody that's going to half step. So if I'm going to love, I'm going to love with everything that I got. And that's me. And I don't think nothing is wrong with that.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard maintaining a good heart. Trust me, it is. But at the end of the day, don't let anybody change you if that's who you are. Now, if you're a savage, go do you. Yes. I might need to call you and have you be a savage for some people that I want to get back at. But yeah. There we go.
Shout out to my boy Jeff. He had the thing for your homegirl. Your homegirl's actress Angel Cromwell.
Oh,
he already talking about he ain't even on Instagram, but he's on Instagram.
You know how many people do that? They not really on Instagram, but they are just so they can.
Yeah, he's got real reasons, not bad reasons,
but
political reasons or whatever. He can't be on there, but he'd be like, yo, I'd be on there seeing her page, yeah. And I was like, man, my homegirl Z know her. He's like, for real?
Yeah.
I was like, man, we might have to hook that up.
Yeah.
He got no paper to be in the game? Or she got a man?
Some people don't care about the paper.
But I mean, it's an entry fee into the building. You got to pay a cover fee to get into the club, right?
As long as he's not trying to take her to Subway.
What if he owned it, though?
No.
But if he owns the Subway?
No.
And he's for free anyway. He just like to go to his establishment.
But don't take me there just for that reason. Like if we just riding and we out.
Okay.
Then we can stop her. But don't make me a Subway type chick.
What's wrong with
like
the
Tiger
Subway?
Be doing. Like don't do that. Don't make me a Subway chick. Hey,
but how gangster it is that Tiger would go on there. I wonder how the people would be in the Subway when he shows up in there. General probably freaking out like it's Tiger Woods.
Or he probably, like, they know him and they know what it is.
Oh,
and they probably,
and
he probably make a call or a text, like, I'm going to be in there.
I ain't even think about that. They call ahead of time, like, you know, this had my two joints. Actually, can you run it out to the car?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to tempt you.
Or make sure ain't nobody in the store. Let me come in and
lock it
up.
The
chick ain't going to know for real.
Is Tiger even that got that much G to be doing all that? That's what I'm saying. No.
He probably don't need that much G for the type of women that he dating.
But I'm saying, but does he even have no foresight to be like, oh man, I'm gonna run out the little spot or have to do that? Because he calling girls and saying, hey, this is Tiger. He's on the phone doing that. I don't even know if he had that foresight in gaming and to think of
it. He probably don't, but at the same time, you never know if he like.
Maybe some managers like, I need to take care of this for you.
Probably. If they know that he's stupid, they like, well, let me just do this part. They can't dictate the phone calls, but they can dictate that. Who knows?
What is the craziest way you've seen a dude cheat, though?
The craziest way that I've seen a dude cheat.
Or heard about.
A dude cheating. There's some craziness going on.
I mean, mine's like old school, though.
What is yours?
My dude I know used to literally have multiple cribs he lived at or whatever.
Oh, that's my daddy all day.
But this is back in the day, though. Mm-hmm. Like, and he was like, have different cribs he lived at or whatever. And they all thought that he was with them all, period. Like he would literally go from crib to crib.
And
had pictures up with the women at each crib.
That's my daddy all day.
And then one of the women went to somebody else's crib to play, the other girl up here to play cards or X. And then so it's like, how the pictures of all us up here and stuff though. So like, he all posted up all these pictures like all over the place.
That's G, but that's hilarious.
But it took them 6 years, though. He had almost for 6 years. Had kids of everybody and everything.
Wow.
6 years. And kept them all after that.
That's like my daddy.
Is he your daddy?
It is. Like, different houses, different... Yeah, that's like my daddy.
See? That's what I'm saying. You can't do that nowadays.
No, not now.
Your spot
now
blown up.
Now you can't. I think the craziest way that I've seen a dude cheat or known of a dude to cheat is... saying like that, oh, I'm separated, and they not.
That's not crazy though.
It is crazy.
No, I'm talking about where a dude got like a cell phone up under like a rock somewhere, like somewhere random or whatever, and then you gotta have a code to get in, up under the rock, and
to
then
get
you have
to
and then
the
you have
phone.
To have a voice thing. Oh, I've seen some crazy stuff with cell phones.
Really?
I've seen some crazy stuff with cell phones. I saw a dude. I don't want to say who he is. He had it up under the wheel of his car in a lockbox. Inside of there, up under the wheel of the car with a combination on it.
Now I'm known for a dude to get one of them phones from like Walgreens or
No. He had it.
What?
Click it. Boom, boom.
See, I'm happy I don't have a crazy scenario of somebody cheating in, because that's crazy.
Dude, I'm telling you, he had that. And he was cheating with a woman for 9 years, too. Mm. I'm talking, it was a lockbox. Like, I'm talking like almost like a safe. It was like a little small safe. Click, click, pop that bitch up. And it was a flip phone, too. It wasn't even like, no.
That's crazy.
I was like, at first I thought he was drug dealing or something. I was like, this is like some drug dealers. He's like, no, that's Casey Line. That's not her name, but I'm just putting up. That's her private phone. She can call him. The only person that had that phone number.
Wow. So she knew the situation, though, but.
That was her line, though. He married to her now, too. The one he had the phone.
Wow.
With.
See?
Well, he left his wife and got it with her. See, Raven? If you just stay around, Raven.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I've seen some crazy. I've seen cats have multiple hotel rooms, like within the same spot.
Yeah, I've seen that. Like, that's too
uncomfortable for me.
Tour life. Oh, like, I got two rooms, and this room I'm going to have this chick, and the other one I'm going to have this chick.
Do they at least have them on different floors?
No, I've seen the same floor. What you coming out the room for? If you ain't got no key, you ain't coming out this room.
But I'm sweating too much for all this. I can't do this.
Nah, I've seen that.
So how did they get to the other room then?
The guy?
Yeah.
He got the key, so he gonna leave out of this room. I'll be back. I'm about to go do this with the homies or whatever, and he going to the other room. Neither chick can leave the hotel rooms because they don't have a key to get back in.
Hold on, so they confiscate all the keys?
Yeah. When would she ever get a key? No, she comes to the hotel. I'm gonna let you in. You want some food, order it. Room service. You don't have a reason to leave. So
they're basically a prisoner, an unofficial prisoner in the hotel.
And they
thinking, so if they leave, they got to be going home. Like,
yes,
and
they thinking like, oh, he like me. He going to hang with the boys, and then he'll be back, and I'm just eating and chilling. No, he in the other room, probably across the street with the other chick. Across the hall, I mean, with the other chick.
So you've seen this?
I've seen this. I've seen this.
So they don't even get a key.
They don't get a key.
So they got. So they don't. So if they want to order any drinks or anything, they just said order more room service.
Yes.
So they can't go out for nothing.
They can't go out for nothing.
They can't even go to the pool or nothing.
No. No.
Dang. They a prisoner in the hotel.
They are.
And then they in the Caesar's Palace.
Yeah. And they thinking like, oh, he just like me. You know, he just hanging out.
He flew me in too. Huh?
Yeah. He just no. You don't have a key, sweetie.
You don't have a key.
You got to stay in the room.
So, ladies, if you don't have a key,
if you don't have a key room. To the room, then he probably got somebody in the room across the hall.
Wow, this is amazing.
Yes, it's crazy.
What? Give me some other tour life stuff though, because I'm interested now.
Oh my god! So this one time, it was an after party. I'm not gonna say who I was on tour with, but it was an after party, and. Somebody met some chicks at an after party, and they was like, oh, you know, you should come here, whatever. They came to the hotel, and they parked in a no parking zone.
Okay. Like at the front of the hotel.
At the front. The chick car got towed.
Of course.
You think somebody helped her?
Hell no.
No. So you standing there, you in the lobby, you trying to call somebody to help you because your car got towed.
Hold on. They already came from the room kicking it.
Yeah.
So she never came back down to trying to like, okay, we're going to run up there real quick. Maybe
No, literally like, I'm just going to park right here. Knowing it say no parking. They not going to tell me. I'm not going to be gone that long. Come down and your car's gone.
Like, how long was she up there?
Probably not that long. 2 hours to 3 hours.
That's towing time. Like, that's it
really
time to
is. So I guess because the chicks are in their city, they think, oh, I'm good. You know what I mean? No. And nobody helped her. No.
Nobody
you
got to
call
no
your own people.
Did they call, like, trying to get them?
No.
No, so did the girls try to call them?
Oh, and the girls calling their friends to somebody to come and get them.
The guys that they invited them. Oh, no. They called a new, so
no.
Another set of people came to pick
them
up.
Yes. So the person you just got done screwing,
yeah,
not helping you after your car just got towed.
Dang. And just,
there it is. Dang, that's crazy. You know how they always say, like, you know, if you tell a dude, man, I got this going on or whatever, and they just be like, dang, that's crazy, and they don't offer to help us. Nothing like that.
It's crazy.
Like, it's just one of them things, like, dang that's crazy.
Dang,
that's messed up.
Dang.
Who so you going to call?
I thought
so what you finna do?
Let me know when you get home.
And this was before, like, the Uber, so really, you would only been calling a taxi, but you got to call your people and tell them to come
What city was it in?
This was in Detroit.
This was in Detroit. Of course they gonna tell you Detroit and you don't play with that stuff.
In Detroit. It was hilarious.
Detroit don't play that at all. They want all the money that they can get from towing you.
It was the funniest thing ever.
Oh, them Detroit girls thought they had it.
Yeah, this my city. I'm good. No, boo boo.
You can get towed too. Yes. Oh, I got Michigan plates. They ain't gonna mess with it.
Yeah, no, you got towed and just that's crazy.
Dang. And they was like, dang, let me know when you get home.
Like, you good? Okay, yeah. All right, well, just hit me and let me know.
When you come to Lou, let me know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll get you a room, but I'll keep the key.
It's so horrible.
You know, I'll keep the key, though. Right. I'll get you a room, though.
I'm going to keep the key.
When you get the room, though, because I can't let you know.
Yeah, just let me know when you get to the hotel, and I'm going to come get
Dang,
you.
Dang, they won't even leave the key down at the front for them, huh? No. Like, with no
light. Call me when you get there, and if it's one of the hotels where you got to have the key to get on the elevator, I'm going to come down and get you.
Hey, so they got to be there. If they arrive, they just sit in the lobby and wait?
Yeah. I'm not finna give you a key. And if it do be a situation where they're flying you out and you get there before them, yes, go ahead. Her name here, give her a key. But when I get there, I'm changing that key. It ain't gonna work no
more. Hold on. So she may leave the room and then come back and the key don't work.
And the key don't work.
So you need to switch your room.
It's crazy.
He said, no, cancel that one out.
Yeah. No, I need a new key. Is it more than one key? No, just one. And then, you know, yeah. it's a really, really tough game.
Is it? Do you think it's worse now or back then? Like the I guess is it equal?
I think it's probably equal.
I'm just saying because the video and all that stuff. That's what I'm wondering. Like,
I think it's equal, but it may seem like it's more now because you got more people that it's more ways to put somebody on blast.
But people are still doing. You saying it's just not people that's not putting people on blast?
Yeah. Like
dang.
Absolutely.
That one, the no key thing, man. Dang, I wish we would have known that back
in the
day.
That's like the dopest thing. Like, yeah.
Just you just post up. Right. You don't need no key.
So, ladies, I'm gonna tell you this: if you ever go somewhere and he's not there, he's not at the hotel yet. When you go to the front desk, ask for two keys. When you check in, if they say, "Oh, what's your name?" Okay, yeah, you're down. You're on the list. Ask for two keys. When the guy gets there, you say, "Here, I got you a key."
Oh no, I'm good. Right. Oh no, I'm good.
He gonna say I'm good. Oh, I already got one. That key probably your key probably don't
go
work.
Go check
no
it right
more.
There. Like, go check it. Go outside. Check it right
your
there.
Your key probably don't work.
Oh man, and it, like girls just accept it. Like this is what it is.
If they want that, like they just want to be associated with somebody of whatever level, and they accept it. Yeah.
And how, what, even a low level cats is doing this too.
They probably are.
Like the role manager dude.
I wouldn't doubt it. But the role manager maybe not, because he might be sharing a room with somebody. So who knows?
Oh yeah, depends on what level.
Depends on what level.
The level it is.
But
the star though, he gonna.
Oh yeah.
Dang, the two no key.
And you probably not even gonna be in the room that he actually sleep in.
Oh, so he actually has three rooms.
You're probably not even gonna be in that room. Like it's a tough game, but it's hilarious. And I'm glad that I've witnessed seeing how that go, like seeing the transition of a chick at the concert and oh, go get her. I want her, bring her backstage. Like I've watched all of this. So
who
happy.
Does that? Who's the guy that I always wonder
the gopher?
I wonder that who that guy is, and I always wonder who's the chick that takes the pictures for Instagram model chicks, like when they out kicking it. Those are two people I always want to know who are these people.
Who are these? Because they always got somebody to take their picture.
And the dudes always got somebody to point out, like get her,
that,
like
right.
who's that designated job?
I think I really think with the Instagram models, they probably got one person that they always say go out with me, and it's probably not a cute chick. It's probably just somebody that they have go with them to take their pictures.
Okay.
That's what I think. Or if they like in a hotel room, they probably put their phone on video and they set it up and then they screenshot the video so it could be a picture. They probably do that too. But at the concerts and stuff, when they say go get that girl, it's either like the assistant or the security guard.
So is women don't do that sometimes for dudes?
If they work for somebody, yeah, they will.
Dang, I want to know what that job is. I would just be like, I would do that job for
like I would like to do that job to go get the chick and be like, come on.
Yeah,
I would.
Like, hey,
I would be kind of disrespectful.
No,
to
I them. Would too, though. I would I be would like, want to. No keys, though. You don't get no keys. But I'd be giving them all the rules ahead of time. No
I'd
keys.
I'd be like, wear your cell phone.
Yep.
Look, none of this.
And we'll zip
that.
It up in a little bag.
I would
the keys.
Love to. If anybody want to hire me for that job, I would love to do that. I will promise you, I will make sure that she can't take no pictures of you while you sleep. Nothing.
And somebody's got to be. Those people have to have upped this game up like this. These higher level cats, right?
They should have, but I don't think so.
No, they got to. They got to have like little pouches with the little key on it. Like when you go to the concerts now, where you got to lock up your phone.
I don't think they're that smart.
I know Derek Jeter was on that though.
I will believe that.
Derek Jeter was on the thing early though, like back in the late
back
90s,
in the day, yeah.
early 2000s. He was making cats check their phone in at the front door, like with a ticket.
Yeah.
He had a person that just take their ticket.
I know Prince. A friend of mine was really, really close to Prince. He's a singer. He's really close to Prince. He was like, when you go to his house, no phones. At all.
Like, don't even bring it in.
Don't even bring it in. Like,
let's
no
leave
phones.
It in the car.
Yep, no phones.
Dang. I can see Prince
he
being on
really
that.
He's really big on that, no phones. And even now, like, if you go visit the mansion and everything, because my mom recently went, she was like, it's certain areas where you cannot take pictures.
Paisley Park is on that.
Right.
I can see that, though, because, I mean, Prince wants you to kind of live in the moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
And kind of, like, do
versus
that within the moment.
Like, mm-hmm.
like, Dave Chappelle does this thing, man. I hope I ever get invited. He does, like, a barn parties.
Mm-hmm.
And he just invites random artists out and they just perform all night.
Mm. Kind of like that one movie that he had.
Exactly. But it's private, though. It's something like 100 people, though.
Oh.
And he just rents out a barn. Dope. He has a barn at his house that he has people come through, like, the Roots. The Roots to do it. And then they back up whoever comes in for whatever.
Yeah.
Like, he had Scarface. He had Erykah Badu. He had, like, Harry Connick Jr. perform
what?
Randomly. Like, yeah.
Wow.
He'll do it, like, once a quarter type thing. And you just don't know. He'll fly you in. It's, like, everything is, like, he bring you in. Like, it's, like, you just get a call, like, hey, I'm having a joint. The thing is at the Spirit of St. Louis Airport.
Yeah.
Ready to go in an hour and a half. Can you go?
That's tight.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to do
that. Yeah, I'd be like, man, looks like I'm leaving work.
Like, I'm leaving early.
Yeah.
Can I work just, from home? Take my laptop.
I ain't doing nothing. Look,
I'm like, I'm out.
I'm gone. I'm like, look, Lexi, I got that call from Dave Chappelle. You told me. Look, I know you mad, but trust me. And I can't leave my cell phone either. So.
Right, because there's no cell phones either. Oh, that
just
would
trust
be
me.
One I'd be like, I need to know for sure that you really going to that party. That's well, a good lie that a dude could use.
No, Dave
like,
calls
somewhere.
You personally.
No, I'm talking about if a dude going somewhere, he'd be like, nah, I couldn't have cell phones. That's a good lie.
That's the next level.
That's
I'm going
a day, good
I went to Dave Chappelle barn party.
And I couldn't have no cell phone. That's why I ain't call you.
And if you real slick, I took a picture outside of barn. You can take a picture outside of random barn.
A random barn and be like, I told you.
And then you make sure some other people around you in the background. You see, look, that was right. See, that was Brad Pitt right behind
me.
You missed
gosh.
Him.
Oh my gosh, I can't stand
see,
it.
See, now somebody, it's some cat sitting there right now though in his car like, that's exactly what I'm finna do next weekend.
Somebody need to have a party, no cell phone.
Oh, people do them now.
They do them here?
Oh, yeah. My boy just had one in Chicago. My
really?
Boy that was like Angel Crowell. Because
really?
He's a state rep now in Illinois.
Oh,
and he
okay.
was like, he put on the thing like, yo, no phones. You can take pictures outside, but no,
but
phones,
no phones
inside the crib. He's like, y'all can stay away with phones
That's
with no
dumb.
Phones for that amount of time. And he's like, y'all know what I'm doing now. No disrespect.
Them swingers clubs probably got that too.
Have you heard about the PT swingers club?
I heard about that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
that's a whole different level of lifestyle.
That's
not
a different, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. There's certain areas I'm not willing to touch.
Yeah, yeah.
Not, as they say, it's not me.
I don't know. Yeah, that's a little different.
Even though they say swingers, they marry longer.
I've heard that. I actually watched this. I don't know what it was, but it was like a documentary on the guy. He came home. He was like, I'm in love with somebody else. And the woman, she was like, well, we not leaving, so I'm going to get somebody else too. And they just got this whole little thing.
Oh, it was with the black
yes,
with the black couple.
Yes,
yes.
And
I saw it on. It was on
Facebook.
Facebook. Yeah,
and I'm like, okay, they just make it okay.
And now they teach like a class on polyamory
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah, and I'm like, all right,
man, that's a hard one, man. Yeah. Two of my boys are practicing polyamory right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of chicks out here that's doing it and don't know they doing it. But hey.
No, I'm talking about they are open. Like, yo, like.
Like, open.
Like, they, like, yo, I am trying to practice polyamory right now. Like, and telling women up front, like, yo, I'm going to have a couple of chicks or whatever. You can have other dudes if you want to, too. Like,
that's
off the
what's
top.
Up.
Yeah, I was like, yo, they older cats, but still,
but
like,
they still
like up front with it. Like, and I didn't believe one of my homeboys. So I was out in New York, and this girl told me, like, yeah, you know, what do you think about polyamory? I was like, oh, this nigga ain't lying. Like, I literally was at the bar, and I could hear him say that to the girl, and I was like,
more and more people are doing it now. Or more and more people
open.
Are talking about it, and they're like, open about it. They
like you said, some women
unbeknownst
to themselves, they was practicing polyamory.
They're talking about it now.
Yeah, he was like, I was like, damn, he ain't lying. And the girl was like, what? And he was like, yeah, I'm for real. Like, okay. She was like laughing. I was like, oh shit, he almost got you, bitch. He almost had it. Like, he had it on the line.
He
had it on the line, though. She was wavering, though.
What was that commercial? Gotta be more careful. What is that? That commercial.
He was like, he was wavering. She was like, I don't know. Maybe we can, what's your Instagram? He was like, then they changed. I was like, he's like, man, why would you change it? He's like, man, that's how I know I'm old.
That's how, Instagram's now.
I guess what's the difference between that and number? I can harass you either one of them.
Right.
I guess you can block me.
But you can block on the phone too.
Yeah, but not just go give me another Instagram number, Instagram ID, and if I want to harass that bad.
If you want to harass. Right. That's all you got to do. Just like if you want to call somebody from another number.
My thing is, that's what I'm saying. Like, and that's another thing. I don't like these new phones where you can make your own number now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Y'all iPhone. You got an iPhone too?
Mm-hmm.
See, I ain't messing with y'all cats, man.
What?
Y'all can make y'all own phone number and stuff?
Yeah.
No, man. I keep the same one. I'm going to keep the same one, too.
I had to make another number one time.
Because somebody was stalking me?
Nah, because I need to stalk somebody.
Oh, my God. See, this is why.
I needed to.
Why did you need to stalk them?
Because, like, if you do me wrong and then try to cut yourself out my life after you did me wrong, like, if you owe me
money. Oh, so you saying, oh.
Or something like that.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, it wasn't a relationship, it was, like, a business situation.
No, it like a relationship.
But then they cut money out from you too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so they owed you money and broke up with you?
Yeah, like we was already broke up, but it's like you owe me money. I want my money.
So it wasn't like on relationship stuff. It was like,
I want my money.
How much money was it?
Like $300.
You was paid.
I wanted my money. I didn't care. It was the point.
I needed my $300 back.
I needed my money. I don't care if I just wanted to go spend it on nothing. I needed my money. Because you ain't need my money in the first place.
Then why'd he get it from you?
Because it just be this game sometimes.
What's the game?
Ladies, another thing.
And we'll close it out after this.
Another thing. If a dude asks you to send him some money.
Is he in jail?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
If a dude asks you to send him some money, usually it's a trick to see if you got his back or not. If it's a dude that you know got money. They just want to see if you would do it.
I can see that.
They just want to see if you would do it. Like, especially if you know that they got money and they might be used to women that are after them just for money.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be like, hey, can you do this for me? And they say something like,
I'll pick up something for me. Like,
yeah, can you do this for me real quick? And even if they don't need it, they could just say anything. Do it. Because he really probably testing you. But then you got the other dudes that won't test you. And then you got the other dudes that really need the money.
Like, so good looking. I didn't even need wash and dry.
It's like a gamble. But you ain't need my money, so I needed my money back. You know what I'm saying?
Did you get it back?
I got my money back.
From using the other phone number?
No.
Mm-mm. Well, how'd you get it back?
I probably should have been a bill collector, because when something is mine and I'm supposed to get it, or I need I don't care if I just need an answer, I'm going to get it.
Like, so how did you like just harass him to enough where he's like, fuck it, here, take the money.
I'm so petty that I will sue you and spend more money to get my money.
So you sued him?
Nah, you I sent was it, going
you,
to.
So you put in the paperwork to sue him, but
yeah,
then,
I don't play no game.
For $300?
I don't care.
So you just going to go on people's court?
I have
court?
A personal lawyer.
You finna go on people's court for small claims court.
Yeah, give me my money.
Shout out to Adrian. You know Adrian went on, remember yes. On Judge Mathis?
Yes. Give me my money.
He lost, though. He lost, though. He lost that case.
My uncle went on there. He lost.
He's on Judge Mathis?
Yeah. But, yeah, I will sue you. Even if I don't need the money, I will sue you to get my money.
For $300.
I don't care. It's the point. You ain't finna break my heart and take my money that you ain't need in the first place.
I thought you were saying that you broke up with me and then you did me wrong, then broke up with me. Like, you double did me twice. You gonna break up with me first and do me wrong?
No, that's what it was. He broke up with me and then didn't give me my money.
Oh,
like, when it was over, and I'm like, okay, you know, send me that.
He's like, nah.
Like, you ain't getting that. I mean, I think he was more so, he was offended because he didn't think it was really finna be over.
Then why did he break up with you then?
He didn't really break up with me. It was kind of like one of them things, like, you're not giving me the answers that I need, so we kind of getting into it or whatever. And he's the type where, nah, I ain't really finna argue with you. I'm not gonna say nothing. When it blow over, we cool.
That's that passive aggressive.
That's exactly what it was. And I was really done at this point. So I'm like, nah, he wasn't. I think he thought it was going to blow over. I'm like, nah, I need that money. And after that, he's like, really? Oh, you done? Done.
Dang, so he's, that's what he just gave you that $300 back. We just called it Z gets her $300.
I get my, if you owe me, I don't care. I will be petty.
So you would sue somebody for $300?
I will, because my feelings is hurt.
That's pretty petty, man.
It is, so.
Because you spend like $75, $200 to file a report.
So?
Plus court fees and all that. You won't end up with like negative.
So? Oh, man. My feelings is hurt. Don't play with me. My feelings hurt.
Like, all right, Z. Let everybody know where to get you up at.
Z Lauren on everything. Z-E-E-L-A-U-R-E-N.
Please hit her up and harass her, y'all.
Like, yes,
y'all
harass me. And if you ever owe me some money, I don't care if it's $25. If you owe me some money.
$25? You going to give me my money. $25? You will go over $25?
Yeah. You better send me a Starbucks gift card worth $25 or something.
Oh, man. This
but that's fun. Only if I feel like you was playing me. You know what I mean? Like, if you really needed it, you know, it ain't. It is what it is. But if you was just playing with my emotions, no, I'm going to need that.
All right, we're going to go out to some
write me
music.
A post-dated check.
Do introduce us to the last music people as we go out of here.
Who's my last music person? Oh, this is funny. My last music person, Montana 300.
No, I'm typically going out. Going out. We did that on the last break. Oh, Montana 300 and Tef Poe's on the last break. Tef Poe and Montana 300 on the last break.
That's right. Who was my last person?
I mean, I could put in, you like the Knuckles?
Yeah, put something from the Knuckles. Yeah. Edit that out because I ain't know what I'm talking about.
All right, thank y'all for listening. We'll be back soon. Peace. Yo, you are wild.
Bad is fast, quick grab for the cash, going out with a blast. All the ops have L got to say it was good while it lasts. Let God take the wheel, cause they expecting a crash. Most folks wear a mask, then they hide from they pass. Wanna know where we going, all you gotta do is ask. 10 million mile dash, plenty money might stack up, but hiding cold too fast. I make anything crack up, handshake a smile don't match up. Wait, something don't add up. See what's the deal in the catch. Sidearm, make a backup. Wondering where your backup. We are under no pressure. Hit you so fucking hard. Your thoughts and words have to catch up. Bitch, we pray for this progress. You do not know our process. That take it from the top shit. And we ain't break a promise. Bitch, we pray for this progress. You do not know our process. That take it from the top shit. We still be on this. I'm beyond.